Manx Radio's update with Barry Redfern.
Faster Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, the 11th of August, 2022. A 30-minute roundup of news, sport and travel on the Isle of Man. This evening, a call for the government to do more to help tackle the energy crisis. Students from St Vincent and the Grenadines are here after natural disasters in their homeland. The UK gender identity clinic, the Tavistock, is closing. Manx Care is monitoring the situation. And want to see a spectacular light show? Then watch this space.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the news headlines from Christian Jones. Faster my Christian.
Faster my. The Treasury Minister is expected to make an announcement before the end of the week about further financial support in light of the rising cost of living. Chief Minister Alfred Cannon chaired a meeting which agreed the immediate priority had to be to protect the island's most vulnerable, however also agreed more needed to be done to help others beyond those groups. The Department of Infrastructure was wrong to turn down a Freedom of Information request relating to harbour fees. The Information Commissioner has ordered the department to release the information within 30 days or give a further refusal notice after ruling it was not justified in claiming the data contained personal information. And pet owners are being urged to ask for more help if they're struggling to care for their animals. It follows a court case last week which saw a 61-year-old woman jailed for 20 weeks for causing unnecessary suffering to 19 horses and ponies. Turning to the international news, no new measures to help with the rising energy bills have been announced, with Boris Johnson telling company execs today they'll be for the next Prime Minister to decide. Current predictions estimate the average household could spend £571 on their energy bill next January. With the second heatwave of the summer firmly underway, part of England is likely to go into drought conditions tomorrow. A dry spell in the southwest is expected to be formally recognised by environment officials. And a man has been charged over a series of shootings which left one man dead and three others injured yesterday. They happened on the Isle of Skye and Wester Ross area of the Scottish Highlands. Those are the update news headlines. We'll be back at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It'll be dry and sunny with light winds continuing. Similar conditions again tomorrow as the maximum temperature continues to increase, reaching 26 Celsius. The outlook, the sunshine and light winds will continue over the weekend, leading to maximum temperature of 27 Celsius in places before turning more unsettled with lower temperatures early next week. Sunset at 8:58 this evening and sunrise tomorrow is at 5:49. Low water today at 6:04. High water tomorrow at 6:22. Low water at 6:28 in the morning.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
Rising energy bills could force some businesses on the Isle of Man to lay off their employees or even see them close entirely. One company boss has told Manx Radio he feels he's being forced to choose between supporting his own family and supporting those of his employees. Jivko Nevov runs a pizza shop in Ramsey and Isle of Gelato in Douglas. He admits he now has difficult choices to make.
I'm running one more business in Ramsey, which is hardly depend on the gas, you know, the pizza oven, which is burning a lot of gas. Our weekly cost is so high, and now another 44% will just kill the business, basically. So only option is to put the prices up, but, you know, I feel like people can't afford anymore, and they struggle already. So we really don't know. We hope things, you know, settle, and we just continue selling on that price.
Is there anything you're trying to do differently to try to attract more customers?
We had a lot of customers anyway, but we see people can't really afford. The ice cream shop is more like a treat, so people will cut first the treat before, you know, everything else. So we'll be most affected probably of the rising costs over here. End of the day, we have to probably cut the labor costs, or we have to cut something to stay on the market.
And definitely that's not something you'd want to do first.
No, not at all, not at all. But on the end of the day, you know, we've got a family, so it's a tough call. We have to decide to support our family or support someone's family. There is no chance for us. We were expecting more from the government. I mean, the last 3 years, we didn't get any help at all. We get like a couple of grants, like 1,700 twice, which is nothing. Our rent is basically that much. So we can't continue to pay that much of VAT, which kills all the profits and just no chance to survive.
So would you like to see a little bit more support for these businesses?
Yes, exactly. I mean, only place we can get support is the government at the moment, if they decide to drop the VAT, which can help, you know, to drop our, you know, costs, you know, running costs. Otherwise, we can't stay on the market.
A Manx financial advisor says government should be doing more to support people during the current energy crisis. It comes after consumer expert Martin Lewis said support in the UK needed to double to make up for the huge rise in bills. Paul Chase from Chase Wealth Solutions has reacted to his comments that this is on the same scale as a pandemic.
We know what the price rises are going to be, kicking in from September with a 43.9% increase in gas bills. So, yeah, it is a significant thing that we need to consider. If it's on the scale of the pandemic, maybe he was just trying to, you know, grab a bit more attention, but attention needs to be paid to it. So fair play to him. It's not about whether you choose to go and buy a house or not buy a house. Wherever you are, you have to use energy. And the fact that it's going up so significantly is really going to affect people.
And so do the producers, and so do the shops, and so do the restaurants. And so they're going to pass on those sort of increases.
Yeah, absolutely,
they
have to, and the cost of living therefore does go up and up and up and up, and on the background of inflation, which is already at record highs as well, driving up interest rates.
But I just want to mention something else that your counterpart Martin Lewis said, that he believes it is the government alone who could help by putting more money into people's pockets. That's in the UK, obviously. Do you think our government should be doing more?
I think they're going to have to. And I believe actually they've actually stated, Alex Allenson, as the Treasury Minister, said that there will be a statement in October. They're working behind the scenes. Alf Cannon actually reiterated that as well. They said that they're working on something to come out. Obviously, there was the energy benefit scheme earlier in the year, which helped a number of people, but quite a low number of people. But I think we need to have something a little bit more dramatic, given the fact that we've faced an increase earlier in the year for gas prices and electricity prices, and we've got this big increase coming in September.
And I'm guessing you've probably had a lot of people coming in to see you about this, because there is going to be a lot of fear around at the moment.
It certainly has affected the way people are looking at their finances in general. So people that are coming in to talk to us about potentially buying a house, they're now factoring in the fact that they think costs will be going up. They understand that the banks are tightening their criteria, so therefore they're not going to be lending as much. And as we know, the property market on the Isle of Man over the last 3 years has shot up in terms of prices. So it's those three factors are making it a lot more difficult.
Well, government has now pledged to look at more support. Members of Tynwald will be called together next week to discuss how to tackle cost of living pressures on the island. Christian Jones has more.
Yesterday, the Chief Minister chaired a meeting of the Economic Strategy Board. That board is a subcommittee of the Council of Ministers, and it was established to ensure that the utmost priority is given to making the Isle of Man secure, vibrant and sustainable. Members considered what further action the governments can take to support people and the economy with escalating cost of living pressures. Alfred Cannon says the immediate priority has to be to protect those most vulnerable. He's confirmed the Treasury Minister will make a further announcement later this week. So far, government has paid out £6.3 million in support in the first 6 months of this year. That includes almost £700,000 for winter bonus schemes in January and March, as well as more than £4,000 for the introduction of a variable rate winter bonus in both of those months. Alongside that was a £1 million energy support payment in April, £1.8 million family support programme in May, and £2.8 million in June for long-term benefit support. Mr Cannon says the Economic Strategy Board agreed that more needed to be done to help others beyond these groups. The Council of Ministers will meet on Tuesday. This will be followed by all members of Tynwald gathering to consider options for broader support.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And the Menannan, which left 30 minutes past three this afternoon, is a little bit late, arriving in Liverpool round about 6 o'clock. And the other sailings, the Menannan, Ben McCree, are on time. So that's a bit of good news.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Manx charity Isle of Play has appealed for financial support to help families who are in need. The chair of the organisation says they've been approached three times this week for help with basic items. Maria Bridson put out an appeal to the business community last night via social media platform LinkedIn.
Through the playing out sessions we run, probably about 1,000 children a week come past our sessions. And, you know, we've got lots of opportunities to talk to parents and we hear what they're saying in terms of their concerns, financial concerns, particularly with September approaching. Going back to school is always really expensive. They've not had as much help as they had previously over the summer with assistance for school lunches. And they're really concerned about the cost of living. So generally, it's families who are working, who are budgeting, but they're only just managing at present. But on top of that, we've seen an upswing in sort of emergency referrals to us. And I think that's what I was highlighting in the post. Children with really desperate situations, you know, kids who don't have beds, children in emergency accommodation who perhaps don't have toys or books or a pair of wellies or a swimming costume. And that's been increasing recently.
And you're asking for specifically financial support.
Yeah, we have a great network of people on our Facebook following. And if we needed particular items, then I'm sure that, you know, the Great Manx public will pull together and provide those for us. But actually what we need is a fund where we can react really quickly to specific needs. There's no point us paying for storage and having six cots waiting in case we get a request for a cot, when actually what we need is to be able to fund a teenager's pair of school shoes and to do that quickly. And I've been really lucky. I put that post late last night. I've had a number of businesses approach me already to see how they can help Isle of Play.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Shares in GlaxoSmithKline tumbled amid concerns about upcoming legal proceedings related to the pharmaceutical company's former blockbuster heartburn drug, Zantac. The US Food and Drug Administration ordered them to take Zantac off the market in 2019 amid worries about the levels of contaminant N-nitrosodimethylamine found in the drug, which has been linked to an increased risk of cancer. Litigation is due to begin later this month. And Ryanair won't be offering flights at rock-bottom prices anymore, thanks to the soaring cost of fuel, the budget airline's boss has admitted. Chief Executive Michael O'Leary says the era of the cheap ticket is over. The airline's average fare would rise from around £34 last year to roughly £42 over the next 5 years.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
And at the close, the FTSE 100 was down 0.55 at 7,465. The DAX also down at 0.05 at 13,694. At 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones up 0.58 to 33,502. S&P 500 up 0.49 at 4,230. And the NASDAQ up 0.22 at 12,884. On the exchange rates, the pound against the US dollar is at 1.222 and against the euro at 1.182. On the commodities market, gold is down 0.03 at $1,790 and Brent is up 2.32 at $99.29.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsay Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsay Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
And so we say fast to my Tessa Hawley.
Faster Mai, Team Isle of Man's cycling team have been praised for giving a new family-run cafe in Whitnash a boost during this year's Commonwealth Games. The male and female cyclists who took part in the road races in Warwick on Sunday stopped at Blenn's Cafe during a training ride. According to Warwickshire World, the group included Manx Missile Mark Cavendish. The owners said the team was more than happy to have photos taken with them and were very friendly. We've only been open for 8 months, so for them to come and visit us as an independent family-run business was so nice, they told the publication. Every little helps and it really meant a lot to us. Warwick District Council and Warwickshire County Council, which hosted the races, have hailed the success of the event, which brought thousands of people to Warwick on Sunday. FC Isle of Man now has confirmation of rearranged dates for away games this season. The Ravens will take on Vauxhall Motors FC on Saturday the 20th of August. This will be followed 3 days later by FC Isle of Man versus Paddyham Football Club on Tuesday the 23rd. The full list of fixtures is now out, showing the Isle of Man side will play more than 40 matches between now and April next year. And Isle of Man Sport is seeking applications for voluntary members to serve on the Isle of Man Sport Committee for a 4-year period from October. Applications are welcome from anyone with relevant experience and an interest in furthering the development of sport, as highlighted in the Isle of Man Strategy for Sport 2014 to 2024. You can get an application form and further information from Paul Callow. Give him a ring on 688 555. That's 688 555, or by emailing him at paul.callow@gov.im. All applicants will be required to supply 2 letters of reference with their application. The deadline is Monday.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
And starting off with departures from Ronald's Way, I'm afraid we've got a few delays here. The flight to Liverpool, the 6 o'clock, is now delayed to 6.30, and London Gatwick flight delayed to 21.30 from its original schedule time of 9:05. Arrivals also have been delayed from Manchester, the 17.25 is delayed to 6 o'clock. Liverpool, that's the 19.55, delayed to 20.20. London City is on time. That's 8:25, I should say. And London Gatwick 20:35 is now retimed to 9 o'clock. Look at the roads now. And in Douglas, until the 17th of August, Devonshire Road is closed for emergency gas repairs between Alexander Drive and Devonshire Crescent. Access for residents will be available from the bottom of Devonshire Road. There are also temporary lights at the Alexander Drive junction. Also, Sunday, Peel Road is until Sunday, Peel Road is one way, heading away from Douglas between Athol Street and Circular Road. Traffic heading into Douglas will be diverted along Circular Road and then St George's Street. And by the way, on some stretches of the TT course, there's a 40 mile an hour limit in place for Manx Grand Prix work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
12 minutes to 6 now. Manx Care says it's been in touch with the NHS Gender Identity Clinic at the Tavistock Centre in England. Following the announcement, it'll close down within a year. The health body says it's to ensure it has a full list of patients who are awaiting assessment and treatment and people who are in those phases. Lewis Foster reports.
The clinic at the Tavistock Centre opened in 1989 and is the UK's only dedicated gender identity clinic for children and young people. However, after it was criticised in an independent review, the NHS has been told to close it by spring next year, with new regional centres to be set up. One of those centres will be in London, the other in the North West. It's the latter which Manx Care anticipates it will make use of for any patients who need it. The Early Adopter Service, as it's known, will be formed as a partnership between Alderhay Children's NHS Foundation Trust and Royal Manchester Children's Hospital. Both provide specialist children and young people's health services already. Manx Care says it will work with the current Gender Identity Development Service and the Northwest-based Early Adopter Service and aim for a smooth transition phase with as little interruption as possible to patient care. It admits, however, there may be some delays and will work with the NHS across to ensure they're minimised as much as possible. Until the new centres are established, new referrals will continue to be made under current arrangements. Manx Care says it will support patients and individuals who are impacted by this change. It adds it will also continue to monitor the situation with regard to the provision of adult services by the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust.
12 young people and their teachers from a small Caribbean nation are on the island for a three-week programme of events and lectures. It's been arranged by the Isle of Man St Vincent and the Grenadines Education Programme, a new charity set up to provide scholarships and travel grants to students in the wake of a series of disasters which ravaged the country. Tim Cullen, MBE, from Derby Haven, is a trustee in the charity, which was set up by a small group of volunteers in both island nations.
What we want to achieve in the first instance is to inspire people, give them hope. We're very, very excited because the Lieutenant Governor, Sir John Lorimer, has agreed to be co-patron. He's co-patron with the Governor General of St Vincent and the Grenadines, Dame Susan Dugan, who is herself a former educator. And the word is getting around in St Vincent with what we're doing, that another small country on the other side of the world, without any direct connection, really cares. And that's really inspiring people. The families and extended families and people in St Vincent are very excited about that. So that's this first year. We can't repeat this every year because we're dependent entirely on very, very good-willed volunteers, our trustees and others. So the future, each year we're going to be having two full boarding scholarships at King William's College for school leave, for people going into the lower sixth in St Vincent and the Grenadines. And we'll pay for them to pay for the scholarships, we'll pay for them to fly back and forth, back for Christmas, pocket money, and we'll take care of them. The first one will come in 2023, and from then on there'll always be one in the upper sixth and one in the lower sixth. That's the next step.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Now, if you look up at the skies tonight, you could see the Perseid meteor shower. Known for being colourful and bright, it's the most famous annual meteor light show. Astronomer Howard Parkin says clear skies mean they could be spotted from tonight, but the best chance to see them will be on Friday and Saturday.
And the Perseid meteor shower is probably the best of the year. It really is spectacular. You always get to see some bright meteors from the Perseids, and they occur overnight on the evening of the 12th and 13th of August. So hopefully it'll be clear. The problem we've got this year is we had a supermoon in July, but we've had another supermoon on the same night as the Perseid meteor shower. This means, unfortunately, that the fainter meteors that we would normally expect to see won't be visible. But it is still worth looking out for because the Perseids are always put on a great display. I remember a few years ago we had no full moon and the meteor shower on, I think it was 2015, the meteor shower was the best I've ever seen. It won't be as good this year because of the moonlight, but you will definitely see some meteors. Coming from the area, the moon will rise in the east and the constellation Perseus, where these meteors come from, is northeast. So a little bit away from the moon, but not a lot. But they don't come from any one, well, they do come from one particular point, but they're seen all over the sky. So just look roughly towards the northeastern part of the sky around midnight. And if it's clear, I would almost guarantee you'll definitely see some bright shooting stars which emanate from the constellation Perseus from the Perseid meteor shower.
Pet owners on the Isle of Man are being urged to ask for help if they're struggling to care for their animals. It follows a court case last week which saw a 61-year-old woman jailed for 20 weeks for causing unnecessary suffering to 19 horses and ponies. Manx SPCA's general manager, Joanna Warburton, says the charity wants to help anyone struggling and is urging those with concerns to keep a record.
Our name is the Manx Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and that's much more where we'd rather be, which is helping to prevent cruelty taking place in the first place. And so our remit is very, very much around supporting and helping owners, whether they're horse and pony owners or dog owners or rabbit owners, cats, you name it, we're there to help them to be the best owners they can be. And if they can no longer look after an animal, then without any judgment, we will then take that animal from them or engineer, as we have done with the horses and ponies, a transfer to another home. And so I guess that the overriding message from all of this is don't let your ownership of an animal or animals get to the point where you're turning a blind eye to what you know is wrong. Seek help. And again, if the Manx SPCA can't help you, we can signpost you to other charities on the Isle of Man. You won't be judged if you hold your hands up and say you're not coping.
And just on the flip side of that, if people are concerned that cruelty or neglect is taking place, how do people channel those concerns? Do they come to you? Would they log it with the police? What would be the process?
It's not wrong to call the police, but in the first instance, and if it was an emergency, then the police are the first port of call. But ordinarily, it would be us. And what I'd say is, don't jump to conclusions. If you do think something is amiss, sometimes watching and waiting or making inquiries is the better thing to do, because we do get quite a lot of erroneous calls as well. And we sometimes get malicious calls, people trying to cause mischief. So I think it's trying to collate as much evidence and have as many hard facts as possible.
And that's it for Update this evening, compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio newsroom. Update newsreader was Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news, Island Life at 6 o'clock, with Charlie Story, who was thrown out of the military for being gay. At 6:30, Mike Reynolds with more of the greatest hits. At 9, Morris Powell plays a little light music. And rounding off the day at 10 o'clock, Rhian Evans with After Hours. But for now, from me, Barry Redfern, have a good evening.